I was walking into the forest with my grandmother one morning. It was so beautiful and peaceful. I was only 4 years old, a tiny little one, and I saw something very strange, a straight line across the road. I was so curious that I went over to it. I just wanted to touch it. Then my grandmother screamed so loud. I remember this so strongly. It was a huge snake. That was the first moment in my life that I really felt fear. But I had no idea what I should be afraid of. Actually, it was my grandmother's voice that frightened me, and then the snake slithered away fast. It is incredible how fear is built into you by your parents and others surrounding you. You're so innocent in the beginning. You don't know. I come from a dark place, post-war Yugoslavia. The mid-1940s to the mid-70s, a communist dictatorship, Marshal Tito in charge. Perpetual shortages of everything, drabness everywhere. There is something about communism and socialism. It is kind of aesthetic based on pure ugliness. The Belgrade of my childhood didn't even have the monumentalism of Red Square in Moscow. Everything was somehow second hand, as if the leaders had looked through the lens of someone else's communism and built something less good and less functional and more fucked up. I always remember the communal spaces. They would be painted this dirty green color, and there were these naked bulbs that give off a gray light that kind of shadowed the eyes. The combination of the light and the color of the walls made everyone's skin yellowish, greenish, like they were liver sick. Whatever you did, there would be a feeling of oppression and a little bit of depression. All families lived in these massive, ugly apartment blocks. Young people could never get an apartment for themselves, so every flat would contain several generations. The grandmother and the grandfather, the newlywed couple, and then their children. It created unavoidable complications. All these families jammed into very small places. The young couples had to go to the park or the cinema to have sex and forget about ever trying to buy anything new or nice. A joke from communist times. A guy retires, and for having been such an exceptional worker, he's awarded, instead of watch, a new car. And they tell him at the office he's very lucky. He will get his car on such and such a day in 20 years. Morning or afternoon? The guy asks. What do you care? The official asks him. I have the plumber coming the same day, the guy says. My family didn't have to endure all this. My parents were war heroes. They fought against the Nazis with the Yugoslav partisans, communists led by Tito. And so after the war, they become important members of the party with important jobs. My father was appointed to Marshal Tito elite guard. My mother directed an institute that supervised historic monuments and acquired artwork for public buildings. She was also the director of the Museum of Art and Revolution. Because of this, we had many privileges. We live in the big apartment in the center of Belgrade, Makedonska Street, number 32, a large old-fashioned 1920s building with elegant ironwork and glass like an apartment building in Paris. We had the all floor, 8 rooms for 4 people, my parents, my younger brother, and me. which was unheard of in these days. 4 bedrooms, a dining room, a huge salon, our name for the living room, a kitchen, 2 bathrooms, and maid room. The salon had shelves full of books, a black grand piano, and paintings all over the walls. Because my mother was the director of the Museum of Revolution, she could go to painters' studios and buy their canvases, paintings influenced by Cézanne, Bonnard, and Viard, and also many abstract works.